Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Hey, and we are on Dalad Amabez, a couple lines up from the bottom. Maskifla, we will start with, but what's the context of what we are talking about? We're in the middle of Shitas Rav. Shitas Rav. Rav said on the bottom of Dalad Amar Aleph that to add on to the Mishnah, Minchas HaOmer, the Karban HaOmer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, that somebody did Kemitza Shalol Lishma Psula. So then the Kohen did Kibitza of the Minchas HaOmer that functions on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael to Matir the Chadash. So that Mincha is Pasul. Why? Because it did not serve the function that it is supposed to fulfill. Holu bas lahatir v'lo hitira. Since its whole purpose is lahatir and it wasn't Matir, so then it falls away and it is Pasul. And that applies, Rav says, to the other Karbonas that serve a purpose other than just being a Mechaper, like an Asham Nazir and an Asham Mitzorah. Both of those serve a purpose lahach, and therefore they are pasul if they are not done shalol lishma, right? They don't have that middle status that the Mishnah has, that kasher v'lo olo l'bayilom l'shem chovah. So the Gemara asks, all right, it's not in the Mishnah, right? Isn't the fact that it's not in the Mishnah a raya that it's not true? So the Gemara says, no, it's not in the Mishnah because it's different than the other karbanos listed in the Mishnah. It's a tzibur, not just a yachid, and it's a kavuazman, and this does not have a kavuazman. This comes with other karbanos. It's part of a team, so to speak, and this is just by itself. That's why it's not in the Mishnah. But then the Gemara went through, but one second. If the svara of Rav is that, if it doesn't serve its purpose, then it just falls away and it's pasul, so why don't we say that by the mechaprim too? Right? By the ashamos. By the ashamos for chataim. Right? The asham gezelos and asham me'ilos. Those are lachapara asu. So just like if it's supposed to be lahakshir, and if it's not ba lahakshir, then it's going to be psula. So too, if it's mechaper, so we should say, if it's not ba lahakshir, then it is also psula. And we don't pasuk that way. By asham. By chatos, we do. But by asham, we don't. Rabbi, by Asham we say it is all kasher v'lo ala bayam l'shem chova. So that was Rabbi Yirmiyah's chilek. Rabbi Yirmiyah says matzinu. We find a chilek in halacha between mechaprin and machshirin. Yes, they are both. There's a purpose there. There's a tafkid that each of the karbanos have, but there's a difference between them. A machshir, explains the Gemara, cannot exist independently from the owner, while a mechaper can. Where do you see that? So that was the Mishnah quoted from Meseches Kinim, that when a woman is chayev her karbanos of yoledes, then she dies before she gets to bring all her karbanos. So the Mishnah says that the Yarshim, if she brought her chatas, the Yarshim can bring her ola. But if she brought her ola, they can't bring her chatas. And as Rashi explains, in the context of yoledes, the chatas is the one that is machshir, so the ola is the one that is mechaper. And therefore, the opposite of how we usually understand these karbanos. So you see there that the ola, which is lachaper, can exist lachar misa, unlike the chatas. And that's why, and the Gemara is using that as a parallel, just like there we see the mechaper could exist without being mechaper, but the machshir cannot exist without being machshir. So too in our Mishnah, or in the case of our Mishnah, that if we say something is nikmats or an avoda dun shalol lishma, so we should say the same is true. A machshir cannot exist with an ola, the kasher v'lo ola l'shem its purpose, mashen ken mechaper ken, and that is why Rav has the chilek between a minchas haomer shalol lishma and the asham nazir and asham mitzorah shalol lishma. All of those are pasul, while the mechaprim, the asham gezelos and asham ilos, would be kasher. Good. So now the Gemara is about to ask a kasha on that understanding of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah just said, a machalik between a mechaper and a machshir. Says the Gemara, maskifla, Rabbi Yehuda Breder Shimon ben Pazi, machshirin nami, mi lespu da'aso lachar misa. You never have a machshir that exists after misa. Right, we just said it never exists lachar misa, meaning it never exists not performing its function, and therefore it has to be psula. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's explanation of Rav. But the Gemara using Rabbi Yirmiyah to explain Rav. So the Gemara says, but that's not true. We have a machshir l'achar misa too. V'yatnan, we learned it in Mishnah in Maseches Nazir. Hamafresh Mos l'Naziruso. If somebody's mafresh Mos, he's a Nazir. He knows that he's going to have to bring karbanos at the end of his Naziris. So he sets aside money in order to use at the end of his Naziris to buy all the karbanos. Which karbanos? A Nazir, Tahar, has to bring an Ola, a Chatas, and a Shlamim. Those are the three karbanos that a Nazir Tahar has to bring. We mentioned that a Nazir Tami also has to bring an Asham. Those are the three. Why does an Nazir Tahar have to bring a Karban Chatas? So that's the machlokas we've seen in the past between the Rambam and the Ramban. based on the machlokas tanoim. Right? The machlokas tanoim, there's already a machlokas whether a nazir is a positive or a negative. Right? Some, the Gemara says, maybe a nazir is a chote, right? Because he's not supposed to be making himself stay away from worldly benefits. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. So the Rambam says, quoting the Yerushalmi, Lo Dayachem Asher Asra Torah, it's not enough what the Torah asers on you, but you have to add on other things that are going to become aser. Right? Just do the 365. Right, those los ases. You have to add on any more. So it's a view of Naziris, even less than 365, because some of those are Naziris Isurim. But either way, the Nazir, according to the Rambam, is not the goal, is not the ideal. This might fit into the Rambam Lashitah, so in general, his Ashkafas Olam, the Shvil Hazav, but that's the Rambam, and that's why he brings a Chatas, because of what he's done. The Ramban, it says, and even though he's called a Kadosh, the Rambam says Kadosh is just referring to his hair, based on those tanon. But the Ramban says, a chiddush gadol, the Ramban in Parshas Naso says, why does he bring a chatas? Because he is stopping from being a nazir. Right? It's future focused. Because he is no longer going to be a nazir, so he brings a chatas because of that. Where do we ever have a parallel? Where you bring a chatas al ha'asid. But that's the Ramban. That's the karban of a nazir where he brings a chatas. So again, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, here, Hamafish Moslem Naziruso, if a Nazir separates and designates money for his Naziris, for his Ola, Chatas, and Shlamim, but he does not say how much money is going to be used for each one, Lo Nehenin, Velo Malin. One is not allowed to get benefit from that money, L'chatchila, but if somebody uses that money, so there is no Me'ila. There is no Isser Daraisa Me'ila of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Mipnei Sheru'uyin Lavo, Kulan Shlamim. Because really, every coin in this pocketbook can be used for the shlamim. The shlamim has no me'ila. Me'ila is by kachi kachim or by kachi kalim after zrikas hadam. Then the imurim have me'ila. But there is no me'ila beforehand. So this money, every drop can be used for shlamim. So therefore, there is no me'ila. What happens if you use all of it? Right, the Mishnah doesn't say talk about that, but Feirish. If I use all of it, then you might say, well, some of it's going to be used for an Ola, and some of it's going to be used for a Chatas. So does it apply there? Does it mean it'll apply there if you use all of it? The Mishnah doesn't talk about that case. But it just says if you use any of it, so there is no Me'ilo Daraisa, because it can be used as Shlamim. Mace, Vahayilo Mo, Stubin. What if the Nazir dies, and there is money that is sasum, that is not designated when he dies? So yiplu nadava, so that has to be given to nadava. That is, as Rashi quotes, a halacha l'moshe misinai, that the moser of, not the moser, just the stumen that's left after the nazir dies, yiplu nadava. Mifu rashin, but what if there is money designated? He says he had money ready for his chatas ola shlamim, and then the nazir dies. Mifurashin, demei chatas yolach liyam ha-melach. Demei chatas has the status of a chatas, one of the chatos mesos. So you have to throw it out in a place where nobody would get benefit, the yam ha-melach. Lo nehenin v'lo mo'alin. But again, l'chachila, not to get benefit, but since it is not the carbon yet, it's only the dumb for the carbon, there is no full iser me'ila. Demei ola yavi bohen ola umalin bohem. But demei ola, right, you bring an ola from that. You bring an ola from that. Demei chatas is going to the Yama Melach, so it's not ro'i for a carbon anymore. That's why there's not going to be me'ila. But when it comes to the demei ola, so then you're going to violate me'ila afterwards. But says the Gemara, Dmei Shlamim, Yavi ben Shlamim, V'nechal on Yom Echad, V'ein Tunin Lechem. And the Dmei Shlamim goes for a Shlamim, which could also be brought as a Nedava also, and it could be in Liyom Echad, V'ein Tunin Lechem, and it does not need the Lechem that usually the Shalmei Nazi requires Lechem, 20 loaves. It does not require that. But says the Gemara now, to be medayik, v'ha'ola v'shlamim, the nazir, the machshirim ninhu, the ola and the shlamim of a nazir are machshir him in order to be able to come back and to get a haircut and to drink wine, v'kasu lachamisa. And you see here that they are ba lachamisa, right? The ola, the dmei ola buys an ola, and the dmei shlamim buys a shlamim. So you see, even machshirin are lachamisa. Kash on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that machshirin do not exist lachamisa, and that's why they're possible if you do it shalol ishma. So Gemara says, Amar Papa, no, this is what Rabbi Yirmiyah meant. Hachi ka'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, lo matzinu hechsher kavua debala acharmisa. You don't find an hechsher kavua. What does kavua mean? A exclusive. Don't find it alone. If there's any hechsher that's machsher alone, That would be Balach HaMisa, that you don't find. Ude Nazir, Hechsha Shein HaKavuahu, the karbanos of a Nazir are not exclusive. They're not the only thing that is Machshir. D'Amar Mar, because after all, we say, Gilach Al Echad Mishlashtan Yatza. If, we paskin from a Sechad Nazir, if a Nazir gets a haircut, right, his symbol of the Naziris has ended. He's getting a haircut. If he's Gilach on one of the three karbanos, any of them Yatza is Yotze. So you see, each one of these karbanos does not exist by itself as a machshir. There are other machshirim, and that's not what Rabbi Yirmiyah meant. Rabbi Yirmiyah was talking about the omer. The omer is what is matir, right? And that's the machshir by itself, and that cannot exist la'achar misa, that type of carbon, and that's why it will be pasul shelo lishma, right? By the asham the other ones also mentioned in his list, the asham nazir and the asham tzar. Remember, the asham nazir is the one brought by a nazir tame. So again, the nazirus, we know there are many different isurim of nazirus, most of them having to do with wine and produce and products from wine and grapes and grape seeds and grape peels. At the beginning of Hilchos Nazirus, the Rambam goes through all of the separate isurim, but all of them are also having to do with the process of the talich of a nazir becoming tar is a mitzvah. And there's a machlokas rishonim that we've discussed how many mitzvahs are counted, like the first haircut, the second haircut, the different aspects of the grape produce, different machlokas we showed him about how to work that out. Some of the Bali Musa discuss why dafke is the hair the focus of the nazir. Right? We know even the beginning of Maseches the Gemara quotes in Maseches Nedarim, I think, the story of the one nazir, the nazir Midarom, that was looking into the reflection in the water, and one of the Tanam sees him and says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I see this beautiful hair, and I'm going to shave it off Lashamayim." He says, "Oh, you're the first Nazir that I ever saw that was Lashma. So Lashma, you wanted to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nazirs. But what's the message of the hair? Message of not cutting the hair, and then cutting the hair." So some of the Mefarshim explain that the hair, besides general hair, focuses on physical looks, and you know, Nazir is trying to go to an extreme in order to get away from the physical, but the hair is also the top of our body. Right? The hands are also the top of our body if we hold our hands up. But the hair is the top of our body, one of the Mefarshim explained. And that's why that's the transition between our physical world, where we are, and what's above, right? The Ruchnius, and reaching towards the Shamayim. So maybe the hair, right, leaving the hair long and then cutting it off shows that we have an imbalance in our relationship between the balance between the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. So we go to one extreme, then we go to the other extreme, and then we hope that afterwards the goal is to live a balanced life afterwards, having that balance between the transition between the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. Okay. So Meisve, the Gemara continues. Meisve. Asha Mitzorah. So again, another kasha on Rabbi Yirmiyah's explanation of Rav, and also the kasha, meaning the kasha on Rav. Meisvei Asha Mitzorah Shenischa Shalol Lishmo. If I have an Asha Mitzorah that was shechted Shalol Lishmo, right? He was talking about Kemitza before, but it's the same idea. If I have an Asha Mitzorah, which is Bala Hachshir, that is shechted Shalol Lishmo, O Shalol Nitan Midamo Al Gabei Bahonos, or I did not fulfill the avoda properly. I did not put from the dam of the Asham onto the thumbs and the big toes of the Mitzorah. It's kosher, even if it's the Asham Shalol Lishmo, which is kosher, and it requires nisachim, like karbanos usually require, but, and Rashi, oh, we'll get to that, and it needs another Asham to be machshirit. A regular Asham Mitzorah requires the nisachim, but it needs another Asham. So what's that? It's beferish against Rav. Rav says, if it does not serve its purpose, so then it's pasul, right? Rav's examples were Omer and Asham Mitzorah and Asham Nazir. So here's one, Asham Mitzorah, the Gemara says, Beferish. The Brisa says that it is kosher. Tiyufta de Rav. The Gemara answers, you're right. Tiyufta on Rav, and there is no answer, because it's Beferish Araya against Rav. Tosfos here, Tiyufta, Havimatsi Lameima, Rav Tanahu Upalig, Kitzkamar Bakama Duchte. The Gemara could have answered Rav Tanu Upalig. It's unclear why sometimes Rav, the Gemara would say, like here, do not just leave it stuck, you know, or other times the Gemara would say, Rav Tanu Upalig, Rav is allowed to argue, right? And that's a sugya related to what we've discussed often in terms of Amoram arguing on Tanoim. right? Generally, unless it's an early Tana, early Amora, or on the border, like Rav, right, we don't say that Amoraim argue on Tanoim, right? But the question is, they can't or they won't, right? That is the Machlokas Achronim, how to understand the every daf in Shas that we don't have Amoraim arguing on Tanoim. And that's the Rambam that we often quote in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam writes, in the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchos Mamrim, it sounds like any Beis Din that has authority, right? We're not talking about Batei Dinim of today, but the Beis Din of the days of Chazal, of the Tanaim and Amoraim, they have the power to institute laws, legislate different behaviors for Klal Yisrael. That's what the Rambam says. Beis Din Gadol Shadarshu Bachas and Amidos, Kfi Mashenira Beineim Shadin Kach. Vadanu din, right? They darshan using one of the Yud Gimel Midos. He amar achrein bezan acher. V'nira lo tamacher lister of so, and it appears to them a different halacha. Hariza soser. V'don kivim ashenir beinav. They're allowed to contradict and undermine and change what they thought. Shene amar el hashofet hashayiyah b'yemim ahem. Right? Go to the shofet in your dar. Incha chayev aleches el acher bezan shabadarecha. And every bezan has the power. And the Kesef Mishnah right there in Hilchos Mamrim asks, so why don't Amoraim argue on Tanoim? If every Beis Din has the power to be so sir the din, so why does every Daf and Shas assume that an Amora cannot argue on a Tana? Right? And that's like here, Rav Tana, Tiyuf to the Rav. Tiyuf to the Rav, why not? Let him say whatever he wants. So the Kesef Mishnah answers, and the question is, you know, what does he mean? V'im Tomar, first the question. Im ken amai lo pligi amoraya tanoi. To abachol duchta makshinan la amora mi masnisin o mi braisa. V'tzarech lomar an adamri ki aitana. V'im lo yomar ken kashale. Ukvi divri rabbeinu harishus nisuna lahem lach lo gal divri atanoim. Don't they have their permission? Answers the Kesef Mishnah. Says Rabbi Yosef Cairo, v'efsha lomar, shemiyom chasimas ha-mishnah kimu v'kiblu. Shedoros ha'achronim lo yachloku al harishonim. Pashtus, it sounds like they have accepted not to. Not that they can't, but they've accepted not to. That's what it sounds like. And that's how Reb Chaim Soloveitchik quoted in Reb Chanan and the Kovet Shiurim, Ba'abasra Tafir Shlam and Gimel, quotes that that's how he understood this Kesef Mishnah. De be'emes gam amora yesh bekocho lachlok alatana. Fundamentally, an amora is also in the league. Again, once you get post-Chazal, once we get after the Gemara, then we're in a different league. And therefore, we can no longer. You can't argue on the Gemara. It's a Beferish Ramah in Choshe Mishpat, right? You can't argue on anything in the Gemara, right? Even a Kutso Shel Yud, right? An Achron on a Rishon, and a later Rishon, an early Rishon, Achron, Achron, yeah, technically, yes. Might not be a good idea, but technically, yes. But to argue on the Gemara is something that is not allowed. But within that league of Tanam and Amoraim, Reb Chaim understood the Kesef Mishnah, understanding of the Rambam, that they can, but they wouldn't. And we mentioned that other Achronim vehemently argue on this. No, they can't. Right? They wouldn't, because they realized that they would not be mechavi to the MS as much as the earlier generations. That's what the Chazon Ish writes in the Likutim there, on Hilchos Ma'amim. V'achar sheyadu amitas hadavar, she'i efshar, sheyasigu heima MS. They realized that they wouldn't gain the MS as much as one of the Tanaim. They weren't allowed. But he says the same thing about the Gemara. And some say, some Achronim, the Marsha, and others say it's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah, but how long the world's supposed to be, 6,000 years, 2,000 is the Tohu, 2,000 of Torah, and 2,000 Yemos HaMashiach. What happened at the year 2,000? So Avraham Avinu was born in 1948, and he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Ben-Ami Shonim, when he was 52 years old. That's the year 2,000, right? That was in a significant stage. What about the year 4,000? So some, the Marsha, there in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Zayin, says, well, maybe around that time, that's the Ksivas HaMishnah, which shows that it is an important stage of the Halachic Mesorah, Ksivas HaMishnah. And you can't argue on that, according to the Marsha, and according to the Chazon Ish, and according to others, right? An important stage. And that's the simple pshat of Shas. So the Shad is that Amora can't argue on a Tana, not that he would. And that's also when the Gemara says Rav Tanu Palik, sounds like he's allowed to. He's allowed to, but other Amoraim are not allowed to. That's the simple understanding. And that's a little bit about the Tosfos here That Rav Tanu Palak. Again, that's a major topic, right? We mentioned in the past, what about a Gaon or a Rishon arguing on the Amoraim? The Amoraim were also an important stage. But we'll see. We'll stop here and then, maybe at the end, if there's more time, we'll come back to some of those other sources. Okay, let's continue. Now we have Reish Lakish. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. We're gonna have 3 days in the Gemara about Minchas HaOmer. We had Rav, now we're going to have Reish Lakish, and later on we're going to have a third opinion of Rava. But first we have now, Rav Shimon Lakish, as Hashem. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Minchas HaOmer, Shekam Sashlo, Lishma, Kshera. Reish Lakish holds against Rav. Rav holds his puzzle. Reish Lakish holds, no, it's Kasher. Minchas HaOmer, Shlo, Lishma, is Kasher. Vishiyareha Einechalin. But the shirayim, right, you do kmitza to the mincha, the shirayim, which are usually mutter by every carbon mincha, unless it's a mincha of a kohen, the shirayim are always mutter. Here, the shirayim are not mutter. Ad shetavi minchas ha'omer acheres v'tati rena. You have to bring another carbon mincha and matir, because this carbon mincha is kosher, but it did not fulfill its purpose. It was not matir, the new barley, and therefore you cannot eat from the shirayim until you bring another mincha. So the Gemara says that's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish will see as a middle opinion. Right? Rav says it's pasul. Reish Lakish says it's kasher, but he has to bring another one. Right? That's the as we'll see the middle opinion. So says the Gemara, mikra echi karva. So how, if you're telling me that it's usur and it's usur to eat, and even after you bring it, it's usur, mikra echi karva. So then how were you able to bring it in the first place? Mimashke Yisrael min hamutter li Yisrael. Isn't there a principle in a number of areas of halacha that you're only allowed to use something that's mutter to eat, that's mutter to consume? Mimashke Yisrael. We have a similar idea by, you know, the material that you're allowed to use for tefillin and other requirements. But either way, here, if it's usur to eat until you bring another karbon, so then how is it that you can bring it in the first place? Isn't a requirement of something l'gavoa, it has to be mutter, right? Pasuk in the Pasuk, Rashi quotes, just in case we didn't know. Pasuk hu b'yecheskel b'karbonos. Rashi knows we're not so familiar with Yecheskel. So he quotes, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel by karbonos, right? So minamutter. And Rashi explains, minamutter l'mashke Yisrael yavi'u nisachim v'lo minasur. Right? You can't bring from something that's asur. According to this, we're basically saying now that it's asur. Minamashke Yisrael. So let's just do the answer and then we'll make a couple of comments. So Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Kesava Reish Lakish, pshat number one of Reish Lakish, ein mechusur zman l'bo bayom. If the problem is only time, so then we don't consider that a problem. Right? Why? Because time will come in a couple of hours, this will be mutter anyway. Right? So that's why there's no problem of mechusur zman in this regard. Obviously, there's a concept called mechusur zman that you can't bring a carbon before day 8. That's mechusur zman. But once you have the day of, ein mechusur zman lebo bayom, once it's the day of, it's something later is going to make it mutter, so that's not called mechuz zman. Again, Rashi. In mechuz zman lebo bayom, hoel v'hayom tiyem muteres li Yisrael, achar shetikrav mincha sa'omer acheres, v'lo mechuz zmani l'gavoa. That's not called mechuz zman. If today, later today, it is going to become mutter. Stop there for a moment. First of all, Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aris has two understandings of this principle of mina mutter li Yisrael. Only something that's mutter for a Yisrael is allowed to be brought in the base of Mikdash L'Gavoa. So is that what we would say a direct link? A causes B? Or is it that something else causes A and B? That's Rabbi Chanan's Chakira. When we say it has to be mutter L'Yisrael in order for it to be mutter L'Gavoa, and if it's Asur L'Yisrael, it's also Asur L'Gavoa, so is that direct because it is Asur Lehediot, it is Asur Lagavoa. Is that how we understand it? Kovetz Ha'aretz Simin Lamed. Yesh Lefarsho B'Shnei Ofanim. The idea, the halacha of Hadam Rinan, to Ha'asur Lehediot, Pasla Gavoa, Mishub Debi'inan Mimashki Yisrael. Number one, to Ha'isur Lehediot, Posla Lagavoa. Direct. Because it's Asur Lehediot, it's also Pasla Lagavoa. Kigon Chadash Kodem La'Omer. Like our case. Chadash before the Omer, the Asur Lehediot Mebnei Shu Chadash, Upasul Gavoa, Lo Mebnei Shu Chadash, El Mebnei Shu Asur Lehediot. Number one. Number two, the other possibility is no. It's not that because it's Asur Lehediot, it's Asur Gavoa. For the same reason that it's Asur Lehediot, it's also going to be Asur Gavoa. But it's not that A causes B, but it's some other a mechayev that causes A also causes B. The kemosha asur lehedyot b'preishu chadash, just like it is asur lehedyot because it is chadash. Hachanami pasul gavoa b'preishu chadash. Chadash causes the isur lehedyot. Chadash also causes the isur gavoa. V'lo b'preishu asur lehedyot. And this helps, he says, with a couple of different sources, which we're not going to go into. But the second understanding could help. The parallel learning the Isser of Chadash, learning the Isser from Hedyot to Gavoa, also from the Isser of Chadash before Shtei Lechem. But he quotes other things we're not going to go into right now. He gives an example of Arayas also, and Tfisas Kiddushin. It's all in the same piece in Siman Lamed in the Kovas Haaretz. Number one. The other point to mention here, and that is, so what does the Gemara say? How can we be makrivit if it's still going to be Usser? Don't you have that problem by every Omer? Not just by this one. This one, it's Usser, but also by every Omer. When you're makriv the Kometz, it's still Usser. It only becomes Mutter after you makriv the Kometz, right? Once I bring the Karban to Omer and perform all of its avodos, so then we say that the Omer is Mutter. So by every Karban to Omer, it's Usser. And why don't you have the problem of Mimashki Yisrael by every Karban to Omer? So that's what the Chidushei Rashba, again here in the Asifas Kena, mentions. Bishlama kol minchas ha-omer, sha'adayim b'shas hakravasa lohuter chadash lokasha. By a regular minchas ha-omer, he has two answers. Number one, by a regular minchas ha-omer, it's not a problem. Why? Why? Because no chadash is mutter, mishum d'neima d'b'shas hakravas kometz, b'eile ba'la heter chadash la, ula almanami, d'heter shla v'edet alma bon ke'echad. V'chiyai svara ashkechan be'alma, be'gito v'yado bon ke'echad. Wow, he quotes a parallel from Hilchos Gittin, and that we know. The problem that the Gemara asks, how is it that a woman accepts her get, kom ashkechansa isha kana baila, so the second that she gets it, her husband has it, so it's still in his rishus. So how could she ever be divorced? It has to go from mirshu so, lirshu so. So that's the chiddush, the magical principle called bon ke'echad. It happens at the exact same time. It goes into her rishus, and she gets her own rishus, and it's independent. It's bon ke'echad. It's kind of a cyclical logic, but that's the chiddush of the Gemara, and that applies in the Gemara by get, and it applies by shtar shichrur as well, to be meshachrur, an eved kenani. How do you do that? Isn't everything that the eved has belonging to the owner? That's the principle of bon ke'echad. So that's what the chidushi rashba here extends it, so to hear. It's a bon ke'echad halacha, meaning you're right, it's really usur technically when you do the avoda, but because this avoda is bringing heter, so that's why it's bon ke'echad. Unlike our case where it's still usur even after the avoda. That's why the Gemara asks it here. But that is against the Ksos, right? That Chidushei Rashba is against the Ksos. The Ksos in Siman Reish discusses the principle of bon ke'echad and says it is limited to where the Gemara says it. Why? Because that is a unique type of halachic context and halachic mechanism. That's the Ksos in Siman Reish Os Hey, where the Ksos wonders if Reuven wants to give a house to Shimon with a matana, and he puts the shtar matana in the house. Could that work to give over the house to Shimon? So the Ksos says no. Nistapakti, but Reuven shasan shtar matana l'Shimon al beiso, v'nasan shtar toch beiso. And say, it's not your chatzar yet, but it's bon ke'echad. Can you say that? And the Ksos says, no, you cannot. I only think you can say bon ke'echad where you don't need a regular kinyan. Where you need a regular kinyan, then you don't have this magical principle. Where could you say it? Only by get. Why? Here's the Ksos's well-known thought within the world of Gittin and Ksos. Nired to get shiny. To get isha ve'eved lo bo'i zechia. She yizke derech zechia. You don't need regular zechia. Kiva the isha ve'eved balkarcha. Ve'ein zechia balkarcha. Right, that's a siman. The fact that a woman doesn't have to give over her das mida oraisa means it's not a regular kinyan here. Elavade the gabi isha lo boi rak v'nasan biyada. It's just a maisa nesina v'chein be'eved v'lekator eschia v'akna balkarcha u'me'ata menira. That's why you can write a get on isuri hana. And he quotes, so it's unique. So, but here this chidush Rashba is extending it to apply in Ilchas Kachim. But the Ksos would say maybe the Ksos would say that it would not be allowed outside of those principles. Unless he would say maybe it would work because here this is not talking about any type of kinyan. So maybe he would say it's okay because it's just changing the status of something. Okay, either way, that's the Ksos. The other answer the Rashba gives is that mitzvah sabakach. Even if you want to say it's violating the principle, but this is what Hashem told us to do. Hashem told us to bring the carbon from his, and this is going to be matirit. So there's nothing to add. It's not that the Rashba alludes to that, but Tosfos says that. Tosfos says that later on the Pei Da'adam and Aleph, Tosfos deals with the issues of mincha there, and Tosfos says mitzvasa bekach, and that's why it is not not a problem. Right? That's what he quotes our Gemara. Okay. Weiter. So says the Gemara, so again we're in Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that Minchas Omer that was Kamat Shalol Lishma is kosher, but you have to bring another one. So the Gemara says, Ay, Mimashke Yisrael. No, it's enough. Ein Mechlus Yisman Lebo Bayom. There's no problem Mechlus Yisman if it's just today. Let's continue and then we'll see if there's more time to talk about that principle. Masa Revada Breda Rav Yitzchak. Is that really true that Mechlus Yisman is not a problem if it's just going to happen later that day? What about the following brisa? Yesh Be'ofos She'en Be'Menachas. V'yesh Be'Menachas She'en Be'Ofos. Yesh Be'Ofos. Ofos have a certain halacha that Menachas don't have. She'ofos born Be'Nidvas Shnayin. Two people can bring a bird. Right, we mentioned in the Hakdama, a mincha has to be only one person. You can't bring a mincha b'shutfas. U'mechusrei kapara. And the people that are mechusrei kapara, zava yoledes mitzora, they have to bring birds. They don't have to bring a mincha. Ve'huchru michlal yisuran bakodesh. And something that is normally usher for you to do is mutter for you to do by birds. For example, malika. Malika usually traipses up a carbon chulin, traipses up an animal, a bird chulin, but it's exactly what you're supposed to do for an oaf kodesh. So those are three things that apply to an oaf. Masha'enkein b'menachis, those don't apply to mincha. By mincha, the mechusre kapara don't bring a mincha, and a mincha cannot be brought up a shudfis, and a mincha doesn't have anything mutter and usser in that framework. But v'yesh b'menachis, but there are some things that apply to menachas and not to ofos. Shamanachas tuunos kli. Menachas require a kli. Right, you have to put it into a kli shares. Vitnufa, you have to wave it. Vahagasha, and bring it close to the mizbeach. Vyeshna mitzibur kibiyachid, and you could have a mincha sibur. Right, like a mincha saomer and the lechem apanim. Mashenkin baofos. There's never an oaf sibur, and there's never an oaf that requires a kli. Right, the oaf doesn't wear a kli. Right, the kohen does malika with his fingernail. Vechulu, fine, that's the brisa. But v'emisa, but if it's true that a mincha here, right, there's no problem here that it's kosher, even though you have to bring another one. But one second, it's kosher, and the shirayim are nechal until you bring another one. But here too, you have a potential iser heter idea. If it's true that the chadash is aser, the minchas haomer, you also find karva legavoa masha aser lehedyon, and the hedyon can't eat this, and yet you could bring it as a b'makavit in the base of Migdash. So v'im isa b'menachas nami mishkachas la jehutru mechal yisurim bakodesh. That last item that the brisa said only applies to birds and not to mincha, but now we're saying it should apply to mincha because there's something that is aser for a hedyon that's mutter for gavoa, and that is in our case. Umayniu minchas haomer? Question mark. So isn't this against Rav Ada bar Ava's suggestion? To answer the Gemara, no. Kiva de mechus is malabo bayom avisurahu. No, that's our point. Because today it's going to become mutter, it's not called usser. It's called Mimashki Yisrael. It's called, and therefore it's not an example of, oh, it's really usser lehedyot. It's not really usser lehedyot. At this moment it is, but because in a couple of hours it'll be mutter. See Rashi? De keman de karva minchas haomer ha'acher is dami. It's ki'ilu, the other carbon's already brought. You could already foresee the future. Ki'ilu, it already happened. Ki'ilu, in terms of conceptual definitions, not in terms of actually eating chadash. You can't eat chadash yet. But in terms of conceptual definitions, one would be able to view it that way. Good. Masav Rav Sheshas, let's try to ask another kasha. Oh, really? If something's going to be done later, we could view it as if it's already done? So what about this case? We know there's a whole process about how a mitzora becomes mutter. Right, you have to, a lot of dam in places in the base of Migdash, and dam on his thumb, and oil on his thumbs, and his and a big toes. Whole process. What if you did it out of order? How are you supposed to do it? Including the Rambam in Ilchas Mitzora, Tumasaraz exactly how to do the process. So Matzav Rav Sheshes, Hikdim dam matan shemen lamatan dam. I'm supposed to do the dam before the shemen. What if I did the oil before the blood? Yimalenu shemen. I have to get more oil. The yachzer v'yitin shemen acher, and have to put more oil. The dam has to be before the shemen. So if you did the shemen first, you got to get more shemen, and pour shemen on after you apply the dam. Matan v'itin shemen acher matan dam. Matan bahonos lamatan sheva. If I put on the bahonos on the thumbs and big toes and the ears before I did the sheva in the Beis HaMikdash, yimalenu shemen v'yachshav v'itin matan bahonos acher matan sheva. Again, you have to do it again. But one second, but if you want to say something happening later today could be viewed as kilu, it's already done. So my yachzar v'yitain, my da'avad avad. So why should she have to do it again? Oh, I didn't do the dam yet. It's kilu. I did the dam. So it's kilu. I did the shemen after the dam. If you say in mechuzas man lebo bayom, so Gemara answers Amar of Papa Shiny Hilchas Mitzora the Ksiva Behu Havaya. Right, Mitzorah is different because it says a special deed. It has to be done in this way. The Amar Hakosev Zosia Torasa Mitzorah Tihiyeh Bahavaya Sotehe, which might reflect what we were just talking about. This is not about conceptual definition. This is about actual avoda being done, havaya, and therefore, even if it's going to be done later, and it's ki'ilu, but it's not lamaisa. It's not lamaisa done yet, and therefore, that's what the process of mitzorah requires. Next, third try to ask a kasha on this. Masav Rav Papa Hikdim Chataso LaAshamo. If he brought his chatas before his asham, again by mitzora, lo yehe achem emaris bedama. So someone else should not be mimare. Someone else shouldn't be mixing the blood in order that it doesn't congeal. Right? You're supposed to do the asham before the chatas, the asham mitzora before the chatas. But if you did the chatas first, it doesn't help to just mix the blood of the chatas while you do the asham. Ella, that chatas is pasul. Tu bar tzarasa, you have to wait till. Leave it overnight, so it gets a psul haguf. Right now it's pasul, but you have to wait till it gets a psul haguf, because it's not right to burn something that is only has an external psul. Psul haguf, v'teitz to the beis ha'sreif, and they have to burn it. So again, question, but one second, if you say there's no mechusas v'al bo bayom, so what's the difference? If you amakt in the chadas, the asham is all going to be done today, so why should it be pasul? Answer, so Gemara says, we just answered that. Amayka Moser Rav Papa, why did Rav Papa even think this was a question? For Rav Papa, Udama, Rav Papa is the one that just said, Shani Hilchot Mitzorah, Dechsiva Bu Havaya. It says Havaya by the whole process of Mitzorah. So why would we think otherwise? So El Rav Papa, Hachi Kakashalei. Now this is the problem of Rav Papa. This is what he had, a problem. Ema, when do I say that Havaya is required by the process of Mitzorah? Ema Hanimili Avoda. That's all by all the Avodos of a Mitzorah. That's when we would say, the Pasuk says Havaya and has to be actual. Shchita, Lav Avodahi. But Shchita, as we had back in Maseches Vachim, is not fully considered an Avoda like the other Avodos, and therefore that was his question. Maybe the Shchita, you should say, Ein Mechus Esman Lebo Bayom, so it could be out of order. Repeating the question, let someone else be mixing the blood so it doesn't congeal. The likriv asham v'hadol likriv chatas? Question mark. So therefore, we're stuck. That question is not answered. Rav Ada Bar Ava's explanation of Reish Lakish is rejected. Remember, what's Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish says, the minchas ha'omer, the yidikmitza shalol l'shma is kasher, but its shirayim cannot be eaten. So we ask, what do you mean? Mimashkin Yisrael you need. So the first answer, first shot was, ein mechus esman lebo bayom. That's number one. And we're going to have a second answer in a second, but let's just make a note. There is a very interesting Rambam that the Briska Rav discusses, and that is, the halacha is, as we saw just now, that by the asham of a mitzorah must be offered before the chatas of a mitzorah. Asham has to be before chatas. The Rambam paskins that way. The asham comes before chatas. But the Rambam also paskins that the asham mitzorah is not ma'akev. So how do you ever have that halacha? If the asham is not ma'akev, but you're never allowed to bring the chalas before you bring the asham. So you'll never bring the chalas. So just, what's the hechitimsi of an asham not being ma'akev if the chalas always has to follow the asham? That's the kasha that the Griz in Hilchot Bechuzi Kapara asks. And he comes up with, maybe it's like where an asham, a mitzorah, is chayav, like he started to the Tara process, then he becomes a mitzorah again. Like five times. And he brought his asham for one, but he didn't bring his asham for the other one. And therefore, maybe you could have one chatas that's matir for all, and then I'll bring his asham. Asham is not makiv. He comes up with a hechitimsi, but it's a fascinating question. At least without going into his answer right now. The other sugya here of shchita lav avoda, he is also something that we discussed at length in the past. But Tosfos here quotes, as Tosfos quotes in Zvachim and elsewhere, the three different pshatim, what it means, shchita lav avoda. What does it mean, shchita is not an avoda? So Rashi quotes, because a zar could do it. That reflects that if a czar could do the shechita, that should reflect that it's a different level of avoda, a different caliber of avoda than others, because all the other avodos Cohen has to do. Number one, Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Orleans quotes, lav avoda, because you have shechita by chulin too. Right? Shechita is not a kachim alacha, zrik is a kachim alacha, but you have shechita by kachim too. And the three, Tosfos quotes, v'nira lafarish, well, you have a lot of other psulim that are okay by shechita, not just czar. Right, the Amad Bedar Moshi Adar Betzafon, the Shochet could be standing in the south, and he just sticks his hands into the north and shechs, right, that's okay, but the Makabel can't be in the south. So again, there's a lot of other psulim. Again, we discussed that at length in the past, that what exactly does it mean, Shechita Lavavod, it is one of the Adal Avodos. Maybe it's not an Avod Mitzad the Gavra, but it is an Avod Mitzad the Chefsa, the Behema. Okay, either way, that is all. Shot number one of Reish Lakish. Number two, Ella Amar of Papa Hainu Tam of the Reish Lakish. The reason Reish Lakish says that it's not a problem of Imashka Yisrael and the carbon is kosher, though you have to bring another one, the Kasavar Heir Mizrach Matir. Because really on a Daraisa level, Reish Lakish holds the morning of Tezai Nisan already is Matir. So it's really Mutter. It's really mutter. Chazal instituted that, no, you have to also bring the karbon. But it's really mutter. To Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Dami Shravayu, Afilu Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam. Even Bizman HaMikdash, Heir Mizrach Matir. Really, Mizrach is Matir, even Bizman HaMikdash. Right, that you can't, you have to wait until the Havasa Omer. So that is L'mitzvah, but it is not La'akev, as Rashi goes to Gemara later on, as we will have. Tosafot discusses, isn't there at least still an asay? Even though it's matir the lav, isn't there still an asay? Maybe it's only a mitzvah min amuvchar, right? Different pshatim exactly what that is, and the achronim also discuss what exactly is left after if the mizrach is matir. The oneg yontif writes in one place, maybe regarding the isra of achilas chadash in the cheftza, that's mutter. But there's still a chovas gavra to bring the carbon. And Ritzah the Chovas Gavra, so then Memela there could be, it's still usher for you to eat. But it's not the same as the Isra Chadash that was before the Heir Mizrach. Says the Gemara now, Bahad Reish Lakish, La Beferish Idmer La Mechola Idmer. This whole sheet of Reish Lakish that we've been talking about, the Reish Lakish owes is kosher, but you have to bring another one. He didn't say it explicitly, but it's implicit. It's not, the Mishnah says, later on, Ein Mevi'in, we'll go with the Girsa on the side, Minachos. Ubikurim, uminchas behema kodim laomer. You can't bring any of these items before the omer. Menachas bikurim and the minchas behema that goes along with the nesachim. Right? You can't bring that before the omer. Vimhevi pasul, and if you did, it's pasul. Kodim l'shtehalechem lo yavi. Before the shtehalechem on shvuis, you cannot bring vimhevi kasher. So the iser of Omer is Li'ikuva, the Isser of Chadash, the Isser of the Shtei Alechem is not. That's only on the 14th and the 15th. That's too early. Aval b'shisha asar imhevi kasher. But on the 16th, imhevi kasher, right? And therefore, alma kasavar, heir mizrach matir. So you see, it's the day of the 16th. If you brought it on that day, it is kasher. That is all Reish Lakish, and that's number two. There Rava Amar, now we're up to the third day. We had Rav yesterday, we had Reish Lakish today, and now we have Rava. Rava Amar, Minchas HaOmer, Shekamsa Shalol L'Shma, K'sheira, V'shiyareha Ne'achalen, Ve'en Asricha, Minchas HaOmer, Acheres LaHatira. If you did a Shalol L'Shma, it's kosher and it still works. The other extreme, Rav is one extreme, Rav is the other, Reish Lakish is in the middle. Why? Because this Shalol L'Shma Machshava does not cause problems. She'ein Machshava Mo'eles, because a problematic Machshava only has an effect by Ela B'misha Roy Lavoda, U'B'davar HaRoy Lavoda, U'B'makam HaRoy Lavoda. What do each of those exclude? B'misha Roy Lavoda La'afuki Koin Bamum. If a Koin Bamum has a problematic thought, so then that's not going to cause problems. It has to be only a B'mi Sharoy Lavoda, right? Excluding one of the psulim. U'B'davar HaRoy Lavoda, B'davar, sometimes Roy Lavoda La'afuki Minchas HaOmer, Delo Chazia. Excluding Minchas HaOmer. Problematic thoughts aren't going to be problem by an Omer. Why? Delochazi, it is not Ra'ui Dechidishu. Because the whole Omer is a Chiddush. What exactly does that mean? That the Kol HaOmer is a Chiddush? So Rashi, Tosfos both discuss this here. Rashi says, Minchas HaOmer is not really a karbon per se. It's a different type of item. B'davar Roy Lavoda, says Rashi. Kigon Minchas Chitim. Right? Regular Mincha, as we know, comes from wheat. What is this? From barley? What comes from barley? Just this and the mincha sota. That's it. Aval mincha saomer shel saorim eina ruuya ela lavoda zu bilvad lahatir v'lo mishum karban asya. It's not a carbon mincha has to be flour from wheat. From barley, it's not a carbon. What are the two exceptions? Omer, Rashi says, it's not a carbon. And mincha sota also. That's just bolivar or avon, as Rashi says. So it's not a carbon in the normal sense. It's what the Gemara calls chiddush. Chiddush, as we mention often, Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Zayin, chiddush doesn't mean I wouldn't have known it without the Torah. Everything in the Torah I wouldn't have known without the Torah. Chiddush means davar hasoser asaklal. Something that goes against the rest of the rules of the rules of the Torah. So this goes against the rules. Usually a mincha has to be from wheat, and this has to be from barley. So that's why, you know, it's a chiddush, so therefore it is not considered an exception. The Rambam also, Nechot Suleim Mekdashim, also has a lashon of it not being a normal carbon. And finally, Ubamakam Aroy Lavoda, Lafugi Nifgam HaMizbech. The Mizbech was Nifgam when I did it, so that Machshava doesn't passel. So again, either way, this is the Svara of Rava. Rava says it is kosher, and it works, and the Machshava, a problematic Machshava, is not going to cause problems on the Omer. Tan Rabbanan. Let's finish up and continue with the next piece. Kshu Omer min ha-bakar lamata, shein tam alomar min ha-bakar. Now, going into the next section, Rashi quotes the psukim, im ola karbano min ha-bakar, right, and then it quotes another one. This is excluding certain behemoths. It's going to relate back to what we're talking about in a little while. This conversation that we're about to start now goes all the way to the bottom of Amud Aleph on the next daf. It's one long conversation about treifa, as we'll see. So kshu'omer min ha-bakar lamata. She'ein tam alomar, that you don't need that phrase. Ela lahotzi et ha-treifa. The pasuk excludes being able to be makrif a treifa on the mizbeach. So now the whole discussion is, do you really need a pasuk to exclude treifa? V'halodinu, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Uma balmum she'muteris lahedyot asura lagavoa. If a balmum is muteris lahedyot, a person's allowed to eat a balmum, right, but a asur lagavoa, so treifa shasur lahedyot ain't a din shasur lagavoa. A treifa which is asur lahedyot surely should be asur lagavoa. So isn't it a kal v'chomer that treifa is excluded? So now we're going to go back and forth and back and forth. Is it a good kal v'chomer? Is it not a good kal v'chomer? Back and forth. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a good kal v'chomer. Right, if it's a kal v'chomer, bal mum to treifa, chelev and dam yochichu. What about chelev and dam? She asur lahedyot, those are asur for a hedyot to consume, umutar lagavoa. Right? It's mutar lagavoa. I burn the chelev, I sprinkle the dam. So, no kal v'chomer. Mala chelev adam, no, yes kal v'chomer. Mala chelev adam, don't bring me a rise from chelev and dam, shekein bo'im michlal heter. Chelev and dam, you know why it's mutter? Because it comes from a mutter source. It comes from an animal that was mutter. Tomar betrefa shekula asura. Treif is all asur. So maybe the kal v'chomer should work, and you shouldn't need the pasuk. That's why it should be a kal v'chomer that you can't bring it on the mizbeach. V'lotei muteris lagavoa. So once again, kasha, why need the pasuk? Just learn it from the kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, Malika tochiach. Malika should prove that that's incorrect. Shekula iser va'asur lehadyod umateras lagavoa. There's something that's asur for you and mutter for Hashem, Malika. So again, so treifa, maybe I would have thought asur for you, mutter for Hashem. Says the Gemara, no, mala Malika shen kedushasa osarta. Right, what exactly does that mean? Good question. What is by Malika, this is what is giving it kedusha. That's why it's mutter for to do it as a karban. That's what the Torah told you to do. Mashenke betreifa, shen kedusha so sarta. Treifa just has a separate problem. It's not to do with the kedusha. So you should say a kavachomer that you can't bring it on the mizbeach. Right, it says malika, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do. But treifa not. So of course, so again, we're back to the kavachomer, and therefore why do you need the pasuk? The imei shavta, and if you want to answer, kishuhu om, this is the continuation of the brisa, I want to see what it means. The imei shavta, and if you want to give an answer, kishu omer min ha-bakar lamata, shein tam alomer lahotzi et ha-treifa. And if you're going to give an answer, so you have the pasuk to exclude treifa. So what does that phrase mean? My imei shavta. What does that mean? The kavachomer is a good kavachomer, so we shouldn't need the pasuk. So what's the brisa alluding to? Which part of the conversation? As follows. Simin rukiach mar ad lashisha. Amar rab mishim deikol meimar. The following. This could knock out the kal v'chomer. Minchas omer tochiach. Relating to us. The minchas omer could prove. Sha'asur lehadyotu muteras legavoa. Right? It's usur for a hedyot to partake of it. Right? It's still chadash. But it's muter legavoa. So maybe so too treifa. So the Gemara says, Mala minchas omer shkein materas chadash. No, but the Minchas HaOmer performs a function. It's Matir L'Chadash. Maybe that's why you bring it as a karban. Mashenkein Shreifa. So again, maybe that's why Shreifa Kal V'Chomer you shouldn't be able to do. So the Gemara, no. Bishvius, Maybe it's during Shemitah, right? The Ben Chazor is not matir the chadash during Shemitah. There is no chadash. He didn't plant anything during Shemitah. So like Mara says, Shviyas Nami Shekein Matir Svichin. The svichin, the growths that happen by itself, the Minchas Omer is matir. So again, the Karban Omer accomplishes something. Don't compare that to Trefa, and therefore Trefa should have a Kal V'Chomer, and therefore he shouldn't need the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, no, maybe it does not accomplish anything, even during Shemitah, B'Shvias, K'Rabbi Akiva, Darmar Svichin, Asur, and B'Shvias. Maybe it's like Rabbi Akiva, who says the Svichin are Asur. Why are Svichin are Asur? So he learns it out from a Pasuk, right, which also a Svara is given by the Mefarshim. By the Rishonim discuss, because people are going to plant and say it was from last year, and really it's they'll say it grew by itself. So could be Rabbi Akiva that learns it out from a drasha. So therefore, it's and Rashi explains what he means asur. It means bizman abir. You have to get rid of it. Okay, but either way, it's not matirit. So therefore, it is again. Back to the previous stage. So I'm Rav Acha bar Abba Rav Ashi, Rav Akiva Nami Lifra. 1 second. Even according to Rav Akiva, you can say Minchas Omer is not comparable to Treifa. Mal Minchas Omer Shekein Materas Chadash B'Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz is Mater Chadash. Right, so again, it accomplishes something. So that's why it's mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, but that would not be a good model for Shreifa. So we're back to the Kal V'Chomer that Shreifa shouldn't be allowed. V'yafilu ma'adam r'chadosh b'chutz l'aretz lav d'araisa. And even if you want to say it's not d'araisa in chutz l'aretz, shekein ba lahatir lav b'socha. It's even coming to be matir, the lav in it, meaning it's matir itself. Right, so therefore again, we're back to the kasha. It's not a good model, and therefore, Shreifa, you should say, is a Kal V'Chomer, and you shouldn't need the Pasuk that is being discussed. Okay, there's a lot more here. Again, this relates to the issue of Chadash that we already alluded to yesterday, the Isra of Chadash. Here it says, Chadash Chutz La'aretz, Daraisa, not Daraisa. Right, that's the big mystery. The Rama quotes in Yeredeya, the Svek Sveika. Right, Svek Sveika, why people by Chadash is Mutter Bizman Azeh. Well, many people there are Makban on Chadash over the past 1,000 years, at least the past 600 years. Right, the Rama writes, well, maybe it's a Savik, maybe it's last year's crop, and even if it's this year's crop, maybe it was from the stuff that took root before the Omer. So that's the Rama Svek Sveika. So all the Ma'achronim say that's the same Suffolk. Was it before the Omer or not before the Omer? Right, the Ramah's Lashon, Safiki Mishana Sha'avra, Vimtev Salomer, Mishana Zumi, Kamakam, Dilma, Nishra Shakodim La Omer. Right, so isn't that the same Safik? It's not two Sfekas, that's the Ramah and Yeredeh and Reish Sadi Gimel. So all the Achronim, you know, try to get into it with Heterim and defenses. Not all, but the Bach. And the Bach came up with a big defense, and the others, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses it. But either way, more and more people are being makbid on Chadash Bizman Hazeh. But anyway, this is a big sugya in Halacha about the Isser of Chadash. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm not going to be giving shir tomorrow. So Hashem, we will pick up after. But tomorrow there's no shir. It will be put up from the last cycle. Okay, we'll stop here.